from the call. Would you like to state your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie from California.
Hi, thank you.
Hello, and welcome to Baby Use Radio. Would you like to state your name and where you're calling from?
Someone from California.
That was Kim from California?
Catherine.
Oh, Catherine. Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. Hello, and welcome to BBS Radio. Would you like to state your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, hi. This is Michelle, and I'm calling from Cambria, California.
Oh, hello, Michelle from Cambria. And I hear someone else in the background. Would you like to state your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Deb in Oregon.
Oh, hello, Deb in Oregon.
Hi.
Hello, welcome to the call. Hello, another ding. This is BBS Radio. Would you like to state your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger from Austin. Buster.
Thank you.
This is Wynn in Sedona.
Oh, hello, Wynn from Sedona. Oh, Wynn.
Oh, wait a second. Now, okay, yeah.
Hello and welcome to the call. Would you like to state your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry from Dallas. Welcome to the call.
Hello, thank you.
Hello, welcome to BBS Radio. Would you like to state your name from? It's Chris from Memphis. Hello, Chris from Memphis. Welcome to the call.
John?
Yes, Wynn.
Did somebody call you to be a greeter today?
No, I was the only one here. Matter of fact, even when BBS showed up, I was the only one here, so I just decided to do it.
Well, thank you.
Sure, no problem, Wynn. hello, Rockwell BBS Radio. Would you like to state your name? Where are you calling from? Call you if you want to. Just heard someone calling.
Hey, John, I don't know if you should say welcome to BBS Radio.
Okay, why is that?
Because we're not BBS Radio.
Well,
BBS Radio has nothing to do with what we do except they broadcast us.
Yeah, I know. That's basically it.
I would say...
You want to win in the show?
I just say a Winfrey conference call or Intelligent Infinity.
Okay.
Something like that. That's BBS. And I see Doug is getting mad because he's saying welcome to BBS Radio. And
we love you, Win.
I know.
Is this in Howard Stern show?
Why'd you have to be so good looking?
Well, it's all in 3D. It's all in 3D. It's all temporary.
God's will.
Hey, is Terry here yet?
Yes.
You didn't say hello, did you?
No. I didn't hear a call come in. Welcome to the call, please.
Thank you.
And another person just joined us. Would you like to state your name? Where are you calling from? But only if you want to.
Hi there, Banna.
Banna?
Anna.
Anna.
Oh, hi. Anna. Welcome to the call, Anna.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to the call. Would you like to state your name? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Virginia.
Oh, welcome to the call.
Angela.
Was that Virginia?
Yes.
Okay. What city in Virginia, if you don't mind sharing?
Virginia Beach.
Oh, Virginia Beach.
Harbor Paper, Casey.
This isn't Aurora, is it? No.
Yes. Yes.
Why doesn't it sound like you today?
I'm still got the crud from the flu, so my voice is crackly.
Okay.
Wynn?
Yes?
I don't know if you know this, but BBS is not working. And Sunday was not working either.
It was.
Oh, I couldn't get on.
Did you go to our link on BBS, or did you go directly to BBS?
I got the link where you send that. You send the.
Yeah, somebody told me that that link wasn't working, and it's on my agenda to see what the trouble is.
Oh, sometimes, the link.
Yeah, sometimes if you go to just bbsradio.com, to their home page, I'm just going there now.
Okay. Maybe the link is broken.
Yeah. Hang on a second here. Yeah, I see my... Let me just see.
There's also an app you can put on your smartphone also.
Mm-hmm. Well, seems to be working. Seems to be.
Oh, okay. So I guess the link.
But I got to fix the link on my email to see what the correct link is, you know? Thanks for reminding me on that. And what are we going to talk about tonight? Did you see my email? Anyone? Probably not.
I haven't gotten it yet.
I didn't get it.
I'm so bad.
Did you send it?
I'm so bad, I'm good. I called Terry just before the call. She said, oh, is it 8 o'clock already? No, I said, that's the next call. Okay. That's our whole planet healing call. All right. Well, I'm going to mute everybody. And
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Hang on. Okay, we got our chimes off. We got everybody muted. And now we got to record.
This conference is being recorded.
This is December 19th, 2016, with Terry in Sedona. And I want to start out a little conversation with everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
This was Electoral College Day, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Now, but we won't find out results until January 6th.
Well, because according to Yahoo, Trump won.
Now, somebody on the line is really upset that Trump won, correct? But they don't want to say it.
All right. I'm nervous about it.
You know what? If one is going to be nervous, you could do that all day. You realize that?
Yeah. I haven't seen much that made me look forward to his administration.
Yeah. Well, in a normal... I better not start talking about this, okay? I don't have people abandon me. And I used to not like being abandoned. And now I realize it's part of the plan. And it's okay to be abandoned. As long as everyone doesn't abandon you, okay? When everyone abandons you, it's kind of tough, right? Anyone ever have that experience of being totally abandoned?
Yeah, not this life, but before.
Before?
But it only lasted until I made my next rent.
Your next rent?
Friend.
Or your next friend? Your next friend.
My next friend.
What life was that?
It was a lifetime in France.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, it's amazing how totally far out Sari is if everyone abandoned her. Okay? What a nerve they had.
Yeah, well, the horse stepped on my head and it made me very ugly. And people just didn't want to be around. But then I made some friends that didn't like me anyway.
I would have been your friend.
I know you would have.
I would be your friend, sir.
I don't
judge people by their physical appearance. I look at their souls, basically, where they're at.
I had a friend who had a dent in her head from getting kicked by a horse.
Yeah, well, I did too. It was really bad. I still like the horse, though.
Yeah. Anyone else go through being totally abandoned?
I had those issues as a kid. My mother and father being alcoholic, and my mom leaving me at daycare and not picking me up.
Kind of want to check in. It's 6 o'clock on a Monday, and then they have 7 right after that. I know. Yeah, I kicked the shit out of it.
Hey, Don, we're hearing this whole conversation all over the world.
Sorry, guys. I forgot to turn the mic off.
Well, maybe it's more interesting than me. You never know. What are you talking about?
I got a broken foot, and the cast is broken on the bottom. And Melinda, I just put my foot up in the air. Melinda goes, "Oh my god!"
Oh, that's Brian, huh?
Yeah, it's me.
So, Brian, you probably kicked a horse. Right.
No, my foot just kind of started coming undone. So I got.
You know why you're first?
Yeah. Anyway,
nobody laughed about that. Terry was talking about getting kicked by a horse.
Oh. Oh.
Oh well. Okay.
Okay. Bye. Sorry.
I'm gonna mute you all. There we go.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
So. I wanted to talk about this phenomena, which I don't even know if anyone uses this word. It's just the word I use to describe it, called psychic tracks. And it's something that I started noticing when I was young, and I didn't know how to identify it. I didn't understand it. But I was seeing the manifestation of it. And I wanted to talk about it because maybe for some of you, it might help ground you in the areas of where you might be able to manifest something and how it kind of works. All right? Now, what brought it up recently for me was Paul Newman Lemonade. Now, let me just see.
All callers are unmuted.
How many of you have ever tried Paul Newman Lemonade?
Yes, I have.
Good.
Yeah, you have.
I have.
Everybody likes it, and it's inexpensive for as good as it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we started buying.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Cornelium lemonade at the local grocery store. About, maybe 3 years ago. And I kind of got an addiction to it, where we would go to the store and we'd be buying 5 half-gallons of it at a time. And we go through it really fast. And when we started buying it, it didn't seem like it was selling very fast. It was selling, but, you know, what happened was, as we continued buying it, they kept making more and more room in their refrigerator for the lemonade. And before you know it, where it was just one carton of lemonade wide in the freezer or the refrigerator, after a while it was 5 or 6 cartons wide. It was taking over way over on the shelf. And they would still sell out. You could see there was only 1 or 2 left. And I got the idea. I said, could I be the cause of them selling all this lemonade? Okay? And, I mean, that's pretty presumptuous, just to think that because I buy lemonade, suddenly everybody else is, and no one really knows I'm buying it, yet it kept selling. And I started to review some of the things that have happened to me in my life that made me think maybe I was the cause. And I had experiences in terms of buying and selling, knowing there was such a thing as a psychic track. And I told this story, but I'll tell it again because you'll see how it fits in. It's when we were selling sunglasses, and I would get a new style. And I would put that style down, and they told me it would really sell well, but for 2 or 3 weeks, we were selling at outdoor festivals, and for 2 or 3 weeks, nobody bought one. And after the 3rd week, somebody bought one, and I put another one out, and then somebody else bought one, and then somebody else bought one, and then they started to sell really well after that. But it took the first person to buy it. And it was, I saw that happen a couple of times, and it was a very interesting phenomena, because what I realized was there had to be a psychic track with that sunglass, because no one knew that anyone was buying, and yet when somebody bought, it would keep selling. So on some psychic level, somebody would have to come up to the booth, and their consciousness would gravitate towards that particular style and buy it. And I kept contemplating, how does this work? How does this work? I mean, my logical physics mind says it's impossible because there was absolutely no physical indication that somebody was buying, and yet somehow the universe was communicating to people that they should buy it, that they knew on some very deep level that somebody else just bought it, okay? It's a very interesting phenomena. And you ask yourself, how can I make use of that? How can I use that principle? Well, I'll tell you one of the ways that I started to make use of it when I was selling sunglasses, and this really worked, is early in the morning when you first open up your booth and all your sunglasses are there, there's a tendency to feel like lonely, like, oh my God, nobody's going to buy today. You know, at least I would go through that. And so it would create an environment. And sure enough, if I didn't shift the environment somehow, sometimes I could go through the whole day and not make a sale or many sales. I'd make some, but not many. And then there was the phenomena that would happen. And it was kind of a group consciousness, because you would make a sale and then someone else would come up. And before you knew it, everyone was looking at your booth, and it looked like your booth had where it's happening. And people kept gravitating over. Now, of course, in this case, people get drawn to crowds. So if we created a crowd, then people would come over. So I got into the idea, well, how do I create a crowd? And in the morning, especially on a day that I didn't feel like being there, I would call somebody over. Somebody walking by, say, excuse me, can I get your help a second? And believe it or not, when you ask for somebody's help, people are quite responsive. People like to help each other. And so I would tell the person, you know what, I'm just getting going, and I want you to do me a favor and just start picking up my glasses and trying them on so I start looking dizzy, okay? And the person would do it, invariably. And they said, I kind of like this one. And then I'd say, you know what, they're normally $12, but you're my first sale of the day. I want to break the ice. I was telling the truth. You can have it for $5. And they would buy it. And then I'd sell another one the same way. And after about 20 minutes or a half hour, my booth was just full of people buying sunglasses. And if I kept the momentum going, it would go all day. Now, there's an interesting thing about this, because when things would start to go good, I could drop my energy, and I'd lose the flow, and then people started dispersing. Like, people were psychically tuned in to me, and however my energy was, they would be responding. And it's not so easy to change your energy, like if your energy is a certain way. So I had to make ploys to change my energy. And I could do it, but I didn't just say energy change or everybody walk up, or it doesn't work. But one of the ploys was the one I just said, where I said, hey, help me look busy, which was true, and giving somebody a really good deal, because it was the first sale of the day, which was true, and that would always change my energy. And when I had other people that were working with me, they would go through the same thing. And then I had to figure out, how can I help them change their energy? And I got this whole idea of psychic tracks, and that the universe was aware of everything. And everything you do is creating a trail in another realm. And I've heard metaphysical people say stuff like that, but I didn't really understand it until I was making it work for me in that way. And it was kind of amazing. And so, you know, right now, we're doing something that's exactly like that. You know, we are doing it. And I can see it's the same principle. Anyone want to tell me what we're doing? I'm going to unmute you guys.
All callers are unmuted.
Anyone know what we're doing?
Best as I see it, it's you're starting a new flow of you're basically doing an every single day healing thing with the planet and building a base for a group of people that know how to go right into that meditation and be very effective with a group.
That's exactly right. You know, I would never believe that I could do something like that. I mean, I actually have the idea of it. You got to remember, I'm a guy that does not like responsibility. And I get trapped. I feel trapped very easily, as people around me know. And it's like to do that call every day is
that's going to create a reverse effect for you.
Right. Well, the energy comes back, right? And it's like I'm in the same flow as everyone else. I'm not doing it. I'm like it happens around me. But I can see the things that I've done to grow to learn how to do it, okay? And what we're doing is, and some of you that have been coming to our calls and to our meditations for a long time, and some of you have been, you have noticed how the quality of the energy around our work is grown, changed, it's gotten more expansive. And it's like we have been laying psychic tracks down for a long time. Now, I was not cognizant of the whole thing. I'm just like, just going along with the flow. People get mad at me. People do this. You know, people think I have an ego trip. and trying to understand how am I supposed to do this? And I keep learning because, hang on.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Because I keep observing, I'm asking the Elohim questions all the time for years. And they're patiently answering all the questions. And I'm constantly evaluating the answers to their questions. And, you know, it took me a few years to say, geez, I think they're real. And then I said to myself, how am I supposed to put this out into the world? I said, I think it's important. Now, I thought of writing a book. In fact, I did write a book. I wrote the Creator God book, which I gave away for free. And then I said, how are we going to promote this book? It's like you couldn't... you know, you can't, well, I have done it. I did it on George Norrie. I talked about my experience level and the things that happened to me. And a lot of people resonated or were curious, and some of you are those people. But I was very persistent because I knew it was important. And I didn't know how it worked. And, you know, the model was you're supposed to be famous. You're supposed to have followers, you know, and then you make money, and somehow or another, I was in the middle of this, and in the early stages, here I was with Daphne, and she was the prime person, Chowling, and she didn't believe in it at the time. Or she was trying. She was getting negatively attacked. And now I'm trying to figure out, what are these negative attacks? Why, if the Elohim is positive, why is she getting so negatively attacked? Now, you know, if I give you an idea what a negative attack looked like with her, it would be where she would start shaking, where she couldn't talk coherently. The words would come out disconnected. She would be in bed sleeping, and she would wake up screaming, and she'd wake up in the morning with bruises on her, okay? And here I am, I'm thinking, I should be putting this out in the world. This is important. And she was like incapacitated almost. And we did try to get together two more times. I think it was two more after we first got together. And every time we would get together, that would happen. And I'm trying to figure it out. And I do think I figured out why it was happening and what was going on. Because somewhere in her track, in her past life track, she had done things with the negative, and they had access to her. Now, I suspect that I probably did too, because if you're an old soul in this realm, there is no way you didn't have lifetimes where you got seduced by the negative. Okay, that's what they do. And once they get you in a given life, it's very hard to get out of their clutches. And if that happened, you have somebody like somebody on the call, I don't want to say who they are, who I think probably had that experience, and they got extremely negatively attacked this lifetime. And it was horrible for them. And it's the previous connection with the negative that leaves you open to them, and it depends on what you actually did, that how much they have access to you. How much did you give yourself over to them? And I mean, you see today, if you're looking at all the celebrities who are all satanic ceremonies and God knows what, obviously those guys are very much in bed with the darkest of the negative. And hopefully, in some future lifetime, they can get out of it. But because they've gotten so closely entrenched in it, they'll go into a future lifetime and not want to be there, but there'll be hooks, psychic hooks, that are very hard for them to clear. Not impossible. In fact, anyone can clear psychic hooks to the negative. But they have to start operating at a frequency above the level where the hook is. And they have to do it and build a psychic track in that realm above the negative, and then they lose their access to you. And otherwise, you're busy looking for voodoo people to call in spells and shamans and whatever, or Fred. And Fred seems to be able to help people build a track, a psychic track that's above the negative, and to help clear it. Now, all of this stuff I'm telling you is just stuff that I have learned from my own experience. And I haven't read this anywhere, but I have watched the consistency of it, and I'm pretty sure I'm pretty close to being correct in this. So this idea of psychic tracks and building psychic tracks, and yes, you're absolutely right. That's what we're doing on whole planet healing. And it's getting better and easier, if you notice. And I'm getting better and easier in doing it. And I was thinking one way that probably everyone can understand on a psychic track, and I want to see if you guys have had this experience. When you first are in an area that you're unfamiliar with, a city or whatever, and or when you're traveling from one place to another, the very first time you travel, it seems to take a long time. And then after you've done it so many times, it takes a shorter time. Or it seems like it's shorter. It's not really shorter. If you're looking at the clock, it's going to go the same way. I noticed that when we first moved to this area and we drove to Phoenix. Phoenix is about 100 miles away, 110 miles away. Not that very long, but when we first started driving to Phoenix, it took, seemed like, a long time. And now we've driven there so many times that we've laid a psychic track. In other words, it might be one way of looking at it is we go there, we have we're established to the earth, we keep our high connections, and the time goes fast. When you first do a trip from A to B, you tend to lose the connection with the earth in particular, because the earth is moving so quickly underneath you. But I wanted to see if other people have this experience of when they're traveling, laying a track where the time moves faster after they've made the trip a number of times.
All callers are unmuted.
Anyone have that experience?
Yes, I have.
Now, who is that?
Anna.
Anna, yeah. So, tell us about it, if you like.
Well, when I moved to a new city, that's where I am right now, I go to stores, and because I used to live in a very small city, and I had everything close by, but here it's more spread out, and the places I have to go are farther away. So in the beginning, it was so far. It seemed so far to me, everything. But now that I do it on a daily, almost on a daily basis, and I do my errands, it's not. It doesn't seem that far to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting closer.
Yeah.
It's not getting closer, but that's the way I feel.
It feels that way, right? I know exactly.
Yeah.
Anyone else have that experience? All right. Be that way, okay?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I know, even if I go into a supermarket for the first time, it's a horrible experience. Of course, a supermarket has so many things and you're looking for things and you know, it takes forever to find things. And then after a while, you get into the flow of the energy of the supermarket and you get in and you're out. So it's like this idea of getting into a flow, getting into a space where you're moving and laying a track. Now, how do you make this work? Is there a way to consciously use this knowledge to make things go better for you? Well, I think there is. One of the things is, well, first of all, I think we are all the time making tracks in our space. We don't usually know it. All we have to do is do something, think something, and the universe responds to what we do and think. It just does. You're manipulating higher levels, and the repetitiveness of it just makes it stronger, okay? Like whole planet healing. We're seeing that it's getting better, more focused, the energy comes in quicker, it lasts a long time after it's over, and it's kind of amazing to be able to do it over a telephone conference call. You know, I don't know if other people can do that. I think that's a really unusual experience, which I haven't had the experience with other people. It could create such an intimate connection with people over a conference call. Like, we really feel connected. And some of you I've never met. Some of you I've never talked to. And yet, we have a real connection on the other side. And the people that I have talked to, I can think of them, and I start to connect with them. Sometimes I do that. I think of people on the calls, and I just let them run by in my consciousness, and it strengthens the connection. So I think now, you know, one would ask, how do I use this? How do I use this? Well, it has to do with psychic tracks. Let's suppose you're looking for a job. This probably would work for everybody except John Zborowski, okay? Because I hope John is laughing. Nope, I don't see him on that. It's like, if I was going to look for a job, the first thing I would do is I would be scanning the newspapers every day. And I would be looking for unusually worded ads. And then I would go to the website, whoever got the ad out. And then I would study their website. And I'd see if I felt like I had affinity. And you see, all the stuff I'm doing is establishing tracks, okay? And you have to do it with the discipline. Just so it's not about finding a job. And I have the thought sometimes, if I'm looking for something, the thing I'm looking for is looking for me. So I would be thinking, man, there's some job out there. There's somebody that would just really appreciate me working for them. And then I look for people, and I look at the owners of the businesses, and I say, can I tune into that person? And it's quite easy. And although I haven't looked for a job for a long time, all right, I look for other things, and I'm really good at finding things all the time, even finding things for other people sometimes. So when you look for ads, you look at the way they're written very carefully, okay? And usually you can tell when energy is flowing through the words. Just like sometimes when I'm talking, energy flows through my words. It's in the spaces. It's in the spaces a lot, which means I'm really not in my mind when I'm talking. I'm out of my mind. I don't know if that's the best way to describe it, but I'm out of my mind. I don't know how else to say it, but I'm working through my mind, but I'm not in my mind. And so I'm in the place where psychic tracks are being built. And then many of you move into those psychic tracks, and you have the experience of being out of your mind, okay? And we start to create and to be co-creative from a different level, okay? Now here's an ad. Let's look at an ad. Chapel of the Holy Cross has rare part-time positions. Those selected will be scheduled for 3 days, 8-hour shifts, requires the ability to push boxes up a ramp, lift up to 25 pounds, and withstand working outside in all of Sedona's weather patterns to direct parking and drive golf carts. Fingerprints, clearance, and good driving record required. If interested, send a cover letter and resume to the chapel manager. Okay, well, I don't think that would work for me. But, you know, it's a nicely written ad. It's like they want a cover letter and a resume. They don't want to meet me. If I wanted to get that job, I could write a cover letter, and I could probably maybe get it, you know? So, but I'd be looking every day, and I would be reading and say, what strikes me? You know, when you go into the space we're learning to be in on these calls, and then you go are reading ads in the newspaper, you can feel when this energy is present. And it just hits you. But you have to go into neutral. You can't be thinking, oh, I need a job. You know, it's like that puts too much pressure on the universe. You go into reading the newspaper every day or looking at bulletin boards every day, and you look for a job where you resonate with a job and sooner or later you got it. But you have to get rid of the thought form, I can't get a job. Nobody wants me. I'm rejected. There's no jobs. You know, it's kind of like there are jobs. There are all
these people. Yeah, there's about three services that they list jobs every day online. They'll send you an email, the jobs, you know, need somebody to drive the truck, need a librarian, need a clerk, need somebody to man the desk at the hotel. I mean, every day there's just tons of jobs that are listed.
And the thing is, can you look for a job and actually believe that you will be blessing somebody that is under an issue? Or blessing your boss? You know, you don't have to be a slave because you have a job. You can be your own person. And you walk into wherever you're working and be your own person, and you're not there just being somebody else's slave. And you get the job. Or you can look for the car. You can look in the classifieds for the car. It's like the idea of psychic tracks is something has to be repetitive. Every time you repeat the action, you build the track on the action. an invocation, so to speak. So that's how psychic tracks work. And if you watch Whole Planet Healing, you'll see it's a great demonstration of building psychic tracks that could change the planet, okay? I mean, why can't there be a million people on the line, okay? I have to figure that out. But you know what? I bet it's not as hard as I might think it to be, because it has to be non-linear. And, you know, when I say that, I go out for a moment, non-linear, and I just disappear. And I'm back. And we got 5 minutes. Anyone have an experience where they go a psychic track and something happened for them? Let me unmute people.
All callers are unmuted.
Anyone looking for a job besides John?
I kind of did that with you, Wynn. I mean, I studied you just a little bit, and I read a little of your poetry, sent you a poem, and it seemed to hit with you, and then you end up calling me, and, you know, that's what you described a few minutes ago is exactly what I've ever always done for a job. I never hunt around for several jobs. I always let the one that seems to be the one that makes the most sense or calls to me somehow. And then I put 100% of my energy to study it and go to that.
Okay, anyway. That's Brian. That's Brian in the window, right, in Las Vegas?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. All right, anyone else?
I've had something similar to what you described driving.
Where once you know the pathway, it goes fast?
Yes.
Yeah.
It goes fast, like real fast. Like, what happened to the last 3 hours? I was just there.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes you can... I don't recommend this, okay? But I've done it. Where I'm really tired, and the car kind of drives itself, and I go into another zone, and all this time passes. And suddenly I'm back driving again. And I wasn't that aware of driving for a while because it was happening at an unconscious level. But don't try that. Because there were also times when I was actually finding myself pulling off the road and saying, you know, falling asleep. So, okay. Anyone else?
Me, Deb.
Go ahead, Deb.
Looking for a job.
You're looking for a job?
Yeah, that I can physically do.
Okay. Now, is what I'm saying making any sense?
Yes, it is.
You know, one of the qualities you have when you're looking for a job and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times people look for qualities of, like, I'm a good typist, or I have this quality or that quality, right, to fill somebody's needs, right?
Yes.
But you have the quality of coming from, now this is, I'm just feeling this. You come from integrity, and you seem to radiate a certain kind of honesty. And those qualities, when you find the right person, they're very important to that person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like people that have businesses that are worried about people stealing their money or not being polite to their customers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you found the right person that have the right business, I think they would snap you up, you know?
Okay.
Put that thought out. You know, keep in mind, read the papers every day. Look for a person that sounds really nice. Don't think of lack, like you're looking for a job, but I need a job. Think that you have something special to offer someone who would be really grateful to find you and connect with that. You follow what I'm saying? Because I think that's true in your case. You know, this is a lot of people in business go through lots of stress, and somebody that can hold a balanced energy makes their day go better. And that would be the kind of person that you would appreciate working for as well. Who's making all that noise? My God, it's not even Terry. Huh?
Not me.
Well,
hey, Wes, do you know about this large wave of energy that's hitting the Earth right now? There's not even any sunspots around.
I don't pay attention to all that stuff. Unless I can fix it. But maybe, you know, I'll tell you something. On this whole planet healing, I'm not sure the limits of what's possible, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, on our Sunday grid healing, I'm going over now. We got to get to whole planet healing. On a Sunday grid healing, a few years ago, we actually, and I'm sure we did it, we caused a hurricane to diminish, okay? And it was amazing what happened on that call. And I never believed we could do that, but we did it, okay? And that our energies really do expand on these calls. And Terry, you want to say anything? You're letting me hog the night. Why can't you be like Carla and keep interrupting me?
Well, I was so much in touch with the Elohim and what they were saying to the storm, and it's just, it was totally certainty. It was really a good experience to be able to talk to the storm and have the storm respond and answer and then agree to drop its intensity, and it did while we were on the phone. It dropped 1 degree in intensity. Mm-hmm. And the weathermen called out of joint, saying it couldn't have happened.
you know, the idea is we start to consider the possibility that we are creating everything. We're creating the earth. And if enough of us change our level of creation, things shift. And I think that's the way it works. It's like if you can create a psychic tract and suddenly everyone's buying a sunglass, you can create a psychic tract to bring peace and brotherhood to this planet. And that pardon me?
I feel like we're communicating with the field when we're doing
that. We are.
Yes.
Yes. And so you know, I have not started in any kind of way, because you know, when you get ambitious for people, you can blow everything. So I'm leaning into it to feel the right way that has energy to it, that will bring the right people in it. Because what I've learned is if you're going to bring the right people, you've got to put out the energy of what you're doing to bring them in, okay? We got to get off. It's 1 minute to whole planet healing, and I hope that was interesting, but thank you all for being here. And thank you, Terry, for all you do. I'm stopping the recording. I'm cutting off. And anybody on the call right now that needs the number for Whole Planet Healing? No. So here we go. See you in a minute.
Your conference recording has stopped.